Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board today. Looking forward to a wonderful dialogue and discussion. It's a discussion on an issue that I believe is vital to every citizen in the United States of America. It should be a discussion, an issue that we hold dear as American citizens, and that is our Constitution and therein our Bill of Rights. And yet we're seeing things eroding today, each and every one of our Bill of Rights as we find them as Americans. We're going to be talking about today, liberty is stolen. Liberty is stolen. How are liberties being stolen? Contact tracing, immune certification and certificates, drones flying over villages and cities and beaches and homes and asking for and now pushing for universal 100% testing of every human being. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that testing will end result of that testing will make some that will be free as citizens in America, as will be seen by the end result of the testing, and others will be put in a position that they cannot buy, sell, trade, open the business, or run the business, fulfilling the ultimate text that is found in the eschatological scripture found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. Does that bother you? Are you concerned about liberties being stolen? Are you concerned about the freedoms that we have known since the founding of America being absolutely eviscerated? Are you concerned about that? If so, I pray that you'll call today. Love to have your dialogue and discussion. Would love to hear your position on this subject. Are you concerned about what's happening because of the COVID-19? Are you concerned about what governments are doing from the standpoint of the federal, state, and local governance, including the governors and the mayors? Are you concerned about that? Does it bother you? Are you willing to continue to hide in the closet, under the bed, close your eyes, close your ears, see nothing, know nothing, hear nothing, and just pretend it's not happening? Is that your style? Is that what you're doing? Is that what we should do as Christians, as churches, as pastors, as those free citizens of the United States of America? How should we respond to the hysteria, the fright, chaos and the confusion being spawned in America today? Let me simply emphasize and put a little parenthetical footnote at the close of those basic statements. Yes, the virus is deadly. Yes, the virus has taken lives. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this, and I'll say it again during the course of the dialogue and the discussion of this broadcast today. We've had some 41,000 deaths in America. That's horrific. That's sad. Any death is sad. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that for 2017, 2018, 2019, and so far in 2020, that number does not compare to the number of the deaths each of those years, including this year, in relationship to the common flu. Now, should we be careful? Should we practice good hygiene? Should we wash our hands? Should we mind that we're not sneezing on our neighbor? Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we have been lied to. I think we have been deceived. The nation has been, if I can use the term, bamboozled into fright and fear and chaos and confusion. And our political leaders across America, whether it be local mayors or governors, the political leaders in America do not, listen to me very carefully, do not want to see the businesses open back up. The longer we can stay in shutdown, the longer we can stay sequestered in our homes, the longer we can stay in fright, chaos, confusion, hysteria, and fear, the more comes into the coffers of federal dollars to local and state governments. And many of the local and state governments are literally balancing their budgets, filling the pothole of their budgets, the losses in their revenue with federal dollars based on this chaos and confusion called the COVID-19 virus and what we're seeing as the end result. Yes, we're going to be talking about liberty stolen, contact tracing, immune certification, drones flying over, and most of all, ladies and gentlemen, the 24/7 battle to see who's going to win the contract with the federal government to have a vaccine for every human being. And that vaccine for every human being in America is also pushing for a vaccine for every human being on the face of the globe. And it's being done by globalists such as Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with 9 pharmaceutical houses that they control with the research and the development. And I'm going to talk about a vaccine that they've already developed, and they're ready to start the human trials and ready to then put that out on a broad-scale basis that absolutely has a microchip tracing device in the vaccine. No, I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. No, I'm not talking off the top of my head. No, I'm not just babbling about something that is not absolute factual. We're going to talk about that because it is truth. And these truths that we're talking about literally going to remove our constitutional liberties in the United States of America. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and others, I believe, Senator Tom Cotton, an absolute apology because he has stated so clearly and so definitively how this started, where it started, who started it, and the end result of it. And now it's coming to fruition that he is exactly 100% correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about let's face the issues today. And the issue is the losing of our liberties, liberties being stolen. And keep in mind, after the elongated monologue, we'll go into the depths and the breadths of some of these issues that I think we need to be concerned about as citizens today, especially if you're a constitutionalist, especially if you're concerned about your Constitution and the liberties found therein. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comments. I'd love to hear from you. Perhaps you're a nurse and you feel that you have a messiah complex today, and as a nurse, you feel that somehow, some way, what I'm saying is incorrect. Call in. I'd love to hear from you. Some of you, at least one of you as a nurse, has already written me off at the condemnation by way of email because of what I'm saying that you don't like. That's all right. I'm still going to say it. Someone said on one occasion that I'm an equal opportunity offender, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I'm going to stand on truth. In fact, it is truth that Jesus talked about with his disciples when he said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus himself said, thy word is truth. It is the truth of the word of God that we need to recognize and understand that we stand on today, nothing more and nothing less. It was George Orwell and the work that he had done I think he titled it 1984. I think it was written back in the 40s. And George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But ladies and gentlemen, I take the position of Jan Hus, the 15th century church reformer and theologian, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I don't know about you, but that's my position of living the truth, loving the truth, learning the truth, and love the truth, and tell the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, the most poignant part of Jan Hus's statement, defend the truth even to death. And I pray that that will be your position, and your desire is to stand on the truth, love the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. They also carry the full line of professional and homeowners lawn care equipment and a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with generators as Honda and others. And they have a full staff of knowledgeable people to answer all of your questions about power equipment. Tools for Tam is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the base of the flag, the gigantic flag that's flowing at I-295 on Old St. Augustine Road. ToolsForTam.com, ToolsForTam.com. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, I want to thank you for standing for truth. My sister and I and my wife and her husband had a conference call yesterday about what Christians can do in times when people like Bill Gates are seeking to track through the vaccines. And I basically told her that we were just going to have to move forward to appeal to the Lord to give us grace to work outside of the system because, as you know, as a biblical scholar, the mark of the beast is on the horizon, and we are certainly seeing at least foreshadowings of it, if not the real thing. And I believe that Christians should be aware of the fact that Bill Gates is not our friend. He has a terrible track record where vaccines and their deployment are concerned. In his book, The Road Ahead, he talked about digital this and digital that, and it has to do with numbering. And it reminds me, sir, that when a farmer has animals, one of the first things he does if he's efficient and effective in his profession is he numbers his animals to farm them. And so I think Bill Gates is part of the group of people that would like to number we the people and put us into a servitude situation. And I'm also reminded, speaking to you about standing for the truth, that Mr. Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein spend a lot of time together. I don't think he's an honorable man. And as we seek to stand for the truth with the Lord, I think we need to be aware of those people who are on our side and those people who are on the devil's side. Thank you for your program. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Thank you so much for those comments. Very fitting and very poignantly placed. In fact, it is Bill Gates that is a globalist. Bill Gates says that we're about 100 million too many people on the face of the globe. He's a globalist. He does not want borders or boundaries. He is looking forward to the day that he can dominate within the realm of vaccine. Any of the nations that he's gone into with his so-called vaccines have either killed or sterilized the females. His goal is to remove as many as he can because his mindset is that if we can remove about 100 million people from the face of the globe, we can protect Mother Earth. And as a globalist, he is wanting to come up with, and he's on the fast track for designing a vaccine that will be able to do so. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says Bill Gates and Intellectual Ventures funds microchip implant vaccine technology. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has donated about $100 million toward the developing of vaccine technology that uses tattoo-like mechanism, which injects invisible non-particles under the skin that is now being tested in a vaccine against the virus that caused COVID-19. The microneedle technology is also being wed to injectable technology funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which embeds under the skin a vaccination record visible by near-infrared light and can be read by smartphone technology. The Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation is funding the technologies with aims to enable them to house-to-house vaccine campaign undertaken by people with minimal training. The patches resemble a spiky piece of Velcro with hundreds of tiny micro needles made of sugar. The needles prick just into the skin and quickly dissolve, releasing the vaccine into the tiny abrasions and inducing a protein immune cell response despite the minute amount of the vaccine material. Far more potent than an intramuscular vaccine or injectable. This particular situation is different from anything we've ever seen, so we don't know how long the clinical development process will take. Recently announced revisions of the normal process suggest that we may be able to advance this much faster, he says. The study funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, published in December 2019 by researchers from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the Institute of Chemistry of Chinese Academy of Scientists in Beijing, and Global Good, et cetera, goes into all of the studies that they are under, they've had underway. And by the way, these studies have not just started since COVID-19 appeared in America. These studies started back in 2010, 2015, 2017, because it was 2017 where Dr. Fauci predicted, said that President Donald Trump would face a major pandemic that he would have to deal with. Now, how did Dr. Fauci know that? Because Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are both on the foundation board, or the board for the foundation for the Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill Gates resigned his flagship company, Microsoft. He resigned that board in January of 2020 in order to devote full time to the fast tracking of the vaccine that he's wanting to see. You notice, understand, ladies and gentlemen, the COVID-19 is just the vehicle by which Bill Gates has been able to come on the scenes, behind the scenes of the political movement, to utilize a crisis for the intervention to be able to get every human being on the face of the globe tested, and ultimately to have every human being vaccinated with a traceable, trackable chip. Just as our previous caller said, it sounds like, and it's looking more like every day, they're watching the eschatological prophetic text of the Word of God leaping right off the pages. At your leisure, pick up your Bible and read Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. You'll see the Bible says that there's coming a day when an individual that's referred to as the Antichrist, the man of sin, the one that is referred to also as the lawless one, the one that's referred to as the little horn of Daniel chapter 7, the one that is none other than the ultimate Antichrist, that will step on the scenes. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am one that follows the theological understanding that the rapture of the church will take place first. That is the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, before the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, steps on the scene. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, when he steps on the scene, if you're saved today, you won't be here and I won't be here. But we have family members, friends and relatives and neighbors that will be lost eternally if they are not saved and the rapture of the church takes place. Listen very carefully. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and following says that if you've believed a lie, you've chosen to believe a lie, then you're going to be deceived. Satan's going to send you a deception. God's going to provide that deception that you'll believe the lie and you will not have an opportunity to be saved. But yes, multitude, mega millions after the rapture of the church shall be saved, predominantly dealing with those that have never heard the gospel and the Jewish people in particular. But the Antichrist will require a mark. And the scripture calls it the 666, the mark of the beast, as it's referred to in Revelation 13, 18. That mark will be required for every human being, Revelation 13, verses 4 through 16, for every human being to be able to buy or to sell or to open and to run your business. Does that sound like what we're seeing today in America? Does it sound very similar to what is taking place? What we're watching is the stage being set. It is the foreshadowing of the real event. It is the, if you please, the stage being set and the rehearsal taking place. We're watching the rehearsal for the ultimate event when the satanic demonic forces take full control of this old world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats pushing this element. They are pushing the element. But ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare think that the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats want the stores to open. Don't you dare think they want the businesses to go back into operation. Because the longer the businesses stay closed, the more the cities and the state governances receive mega funding from the federal government. And that mega funding is simply shoring up their loss of revenue already in their budgets. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the vaccination. It's called Quantum Tattoo and Digital Scannable Vaccine. Our country is in an economic tailspin, and it's time to share some insights with the happenings of the day. There's a huge push for identity certificates that prove you're immune to the COVID-19 virus to be able to return to work. On Friday, April the 9th, 2020, Dr. Fauci states that coronavirus immune cards are being discussed by the White House. Testing, more testing for everyone. this article says. So we'll expect antibody testing for immunity to receive freedom passes to go back to work. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got to have a freedom pass to go back to work, it encroaches on our Bill of Rights. It encroaches on our constitutional freedoms. It encroaches on the liberties that we have, the liberties that our founding fathers pledged their lives and their futures and their fortunes and gave up their everything in order for us to have the freedom that we have today in our Bill of Rights. And we're watching it being eviscerated today because as one of the leaders in the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrats, James Clyburn, I believe it was, that said that we got to use this crisis to mold America the way we envision it. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not good for any child of God, not good for any Christian. Our liberties and our freedoms, our opportunity to worship, our opportunity to serve the Lord, our opportunity for church doors to be open are being foreclosed upon. This article further says, so we'll accept antibody testing for immunity to receive freedom passes to go back to work and to go back to play, go back to school, go back to the grocery store, or to get out of our houses? Are we so brainwashed that the United States will have a herd mentality for herd immunity? End quote. Antibody-based freedom immunity certificate is a reminder that Bill Gates had a pandemic exercise October of 2019 called Event 201 that has now become the echo chamber. What is the new normal of now spreading the disease to other people? Bill Gates pushes for vaccinations, the vaccination process in which those within the close contact with an infected person can closely monitored. Can that monitoring be done in order to maintain necessary quarantines? Listen, so will the flu vaccine have a tracking and scannable tattoo and code, a quantum tattoo? Question mark. Will immunization serve as a platform for the digital identity of every human being on the face of the globe? Will there be forced vaccinations or forced shelter at home if you refuse to be vaccinated? What will happen to you if you refuse to be vaccinated? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation proposes the quantum dot digital tattoo implant to track COVID-19 patients. The article further says, but secretively, loading the microchip into a microneedle, the patch delivered a pattern in the skin that is invisible to the naked eye, but can be scanned with a smartphone that has the infrared filter removed. The patch can be customized to imprint different patterns that correspond to the type of vaccine delivered. Testing human beings in there with the skin tattoo showed that the quantum dot pattern could be detected by a smartphone camera after 5 years of simulated sun exposure. It goes on to talk about Tennessee, the first to propose the immune certificate. Talks of the special passport surfaced in American politics last week when the House Democrat Caucus Chairman Mike Stewart called on Tennessee Governor Bill Lee to implement an immune certificate for first responders and healthcare professionals. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll come to the point in America where it will be papers, please. We'll talk about further in this broadcast today the interdicting of travelers on the U.S. highways, the expressways, to find out what state you're from to determine if you can come into the state or not. That is interfering with interstate commerce, interfering with civil liberties of travel, interfering with our Bill of Rights that's found in our Constitution. April the 8th, this article says, The Hill's Morning Report. Article presented by Facebook. Americans with COVID-19 immunity may lead us back to work. Listen, all of the talking heads are saying if we can have some type of immune certificate or immune certification to show that you do not have COVID-19, that you'll be able to go back to work. But ladies and gentlemen, what will happen to those that do not have that certificate? What will happen to those that have taken the test, which is a faulty, flagrant excuse for doing what we're introducing in America? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, some of the scientists have already said openly and publicly, it's been on YouTube and they've tried to take some of them down. Some of the most recognized names in American science have said that these tests these nasal swabs have never been. They were not developed for, and even on the box, they historically have said, not good for a perfect identification of a disease or not. But yet they're being used today as a definitive marker as to whether or not you have COVID-19. I know of cases where an individual said that he was swabbed, and they said, yes, you have the COVID-19. 2 weeks later, when his blood test came back, the nurse called and apologized. I am so sorry. You do not have COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand there's a movement in America. It's a global movement to vaccinate every human being, to inoculate every human being, to put under the skin in every human being a traceable, trackable chip that can be read from infrared and from a satellite. And the purpose is said by Bill Gates so that wherever on the globe a person is that's been vaccinated, we'll be able to determine if there's a hot spot with further viruses being developed, and therefore we'll be able to swoop in and save humanity from the virus spreading into a pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, I'd love to give you the Buckman Bridge. I'll dismantle it and reassemble it in your backyard at no charge if you believe that to be true. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a scare tactic, and it's worked. It's a panic tactic, and it's worked. It's an hysteria tactic, and it's worked in the United States of America. As the Attorney General Bill Barr said last week, it has people hiding under their beds in America. I say they're hiding in the closet. They're hiding under the beds. Pastors and preachers have hidden in the under the beds and in the closet saying, it's okay. We'll just do video streaming of our services. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you later in this broadcast what's happening today in China with video streaming of anything that's called a message. And it's taking place as I speak by Facebook and by YouTube and by other social media that's canceling and putting you in Facebook jail, if you please, if you're video streaming anything that deals with God or church or the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's happening in America as I speak today, ladies and gentlemen. This article says, on Tuesday, Cuomo put out an all-out call to the companies that are manufacturing tens of millions of reliable antibody tests for the region, noting that he's coordinating with the governors of New Jersey and Connecticut to plan for an eventual return of millions of people to work in the Big Apple. But of course, he says it's necessary to have some type, quote, digital traceable vaccine. And ladies and gentlemen, that plays right in the hands of Bill Gates and what he's pushing for in America. And again, I call your attention to the Antichrist when he steps on the scene in Revelation chapter 13, where absolutely without any question, without any equivocation, there will be the marking of every human being. But we're setting the stage, and it's through a so-called pandemic that brings about fright and fear and dread and chaos and confusion and calamity. It goes back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult. And that time is upon us today, ladies and gentlemen. I would have never believed, ladies and gentlemen, that we could be lied to and treated so inhumanely as we, the citizens of the United States, have been treated. The coronavirus today, believed to be developed in Wuhan, China lab and released on the whole world. It's deadly. There's no question about it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you wondered where the origin of it, if you thought some way it came out of the wet markets out of China, I've been saying for 8 weeks on this broadcast, it did not come out of the wet markets in China. It came out of the biochemical labs that is there in Wuhan, China, one located 4 miles from Wuhan, the other one about 20 miles, and its sister research center in the United States of America at the University of North Carolina, where they had Chinese scientists there working with the American students, and also the same thing where United States of America invested $3.7 million in Wuhan, China, in that biochemical lab, and also Canada invested millions into that lab and several other nations around the globe, because the coronavirus has been tested and looked at and spliced and blended with other viruses in those labs for the past 10 years. And we're seeing the result of it as it's being released on the globe. And Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton, has said that. And now it has come to fruition that he's proven to be correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Stay tuned for Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.